Good morning. Who's calling, Christian?
It's Sharon. It's Sharon Osborne.
Sharon, good morning. Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
I'm very well. I hope you're very well, Sharon. Where are you calling us from? Are you over in LA, in Beverly Hills?
I am. I'm calling you from my home. It's 12:30 at night here, and I'm up waiting to talk to you.
Well, that's very, very kind of you. Who's asked you to give us a call, Sharon?
Who asked me to give you a call? I wanted to give you a call.
Wow, it's the power of Sharon Osborne. If Sharon Osborne's calling, then you take the call.
I heard all about this charity stuff that you're doing, and I thought, I got to put my hand in. I got to try and win that money for the charity that I love.
Which one are you supporting?
The Prince's Trust.
Ah, it's a fantastic charity.
It's an amazing charity. The work that they do with young adults is incredible.
Now, Sharon, obviously it's late in the evening over there in LA. Is Ozzy asleep right now? Is he sort of zonked out on the couch right next to you?
No, he's kind of semi-asleep. He's in that dozy, you know, dozing and waking and saying, what did you say? And I'm like, go back to sleep.
And have you been keeping up with your old show? Have you been seeing any of X Factor, what's happening with this series? Or
I've only been hearing about it from Louis. He's been giving me the blow-to-blow on what's going on.
And what has Louis been telling you?
He's just been telling me that the figures are down on the show, which saddens me. But, and, you know, basically... it's not going as well as it could be.
And I think there's rumours that Louis might be coming back.
Yeah, I can't seem to make head nor tail whether, you know, he said Simon called him and asked him if he would consider going back for the live shows. So, you know, I haven't heard anything from Louis as to whether it's, you know, it was a serious offer or not.
And what would you do if you were Simon Cowell? I mean, it's hard because obviously X Factor has been going for so many years now. It's hard for it to still remain fresh. And
it's impossible for any show to keep year after year after year. You know, you kind of a show reaches its peak and then slowly, you know, each year it chips away and it goes down and down and down.
And how genuine, when you were on it, okay, I think it was his heyday, there seemed to be some kind of, you know, there was a lot of kind of awkwardness at times with Danny and you and Simon. How much is that, now you're not working on the show, Sharon, and you're over there in LA, how much of that is genuine and how much of that is staged?
Unfortunately, with me, it was genuine.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, isn't it? You want people who are passionate and arguing about it. That's what makes it interesting, gives it an energy.
Well, I think so. You know, I can't pretend. I'm not good at playing games. So it was like, you know how I feel by the way I act. And so that didn't go down well with certain people. So it was very uncomfortable at the end. But you know what? Love the show. I will never slag the show. It was just, you know, some of the best times in my career was working on that show.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say, isn't it? And are you still in touch with Simon, or once you're out the show, is that it?
Well, basically, I don't think I was his favourite judge ever to work with. So, no, we don't keep in contact, but I must say that at the Pride of Britain, he came over to our table, the family's table, and he was very gracious to us, which I was most surprised at.
Hey, what did you think of his stubble? I saw him at that. Yeah, quite a lot of stubble going on there, didn't he, for Simon?
Oh, it was very butch.
Chad, when I came over once to do some radio in LA, and I went on one of those star tours, right? And I couldn't believe that what goes on with these star tours where... it's a load of super fans, and they are driven around Beverly Hills, where all the stars live in kind of one or two postcodes, and they're just allowed to sort of hang outside your houses. I was stunned. Do they still do that? Is that still legal over there?
Oh, my Lord, it gets worse and worse. There's probably a bus, a tour bus, that goes past every three to 5 minutes. And that is from...
I was stunned.
10 in the morning
yeah.
until 10 at night.
Sharon, I couldn't believe it. And then some of these people get off, right? And they're obviously some of them, I don't know what's going on with them, right? They start going rummaging through your rubbish trying to get something out of it.
I don't know about that, but I know that they get off and take pictures and ring your doorbells and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's interesting.
We need to get Ozzy with a shotgun, because soon, Sharon, they'll have drones up in the sky and they'll be able to spy with those little drones into your garden.
Listen, already there. Ozzy's got his drone up and running. We have it. Ozzy takes it up. We look at all the neighbours' gardens. We've got it all together.
Who do you go and spy on? Who is your neighbour then? Are you near Madonna, or who's nearby where you guys live?
Oh, a guy called Bruckheimer. He's a huge, huge producer.
Jerry Bruckheimer, yeah.
Yes.
So you go and see what he's having done in his garden. His pool's getting bigger, Ozzy.
Of course. Ozzy. Well, the whole nine yards. Have a good looky-loo, you know. Wait for a Sunday afternoon so everyone's in their garden. Have a look who's doing what to who.
That's fantastic. Sharon, the way this is working, there's various celebrities give us a call. They leave a question for the next caller. And yours has come from a TV presenter over here in the UK, Dom Littlewood. Are you familiar with his work?
Yes.
No.
I'm lying.
Gosh, you're a terrible liar.
I can't do it. No, I can't. Sorry. Go on, but tell me.
He's going to be buying a boat, and he'd like you to name his boat.
Unsinkable.
Wow. That's a formidable name. Unsinkable. Sharon, what's the question you'd like to leave for the next caller?
Okay, the question I'd like to leave is, name the country that was the first country ever to elect a woman prime minister.
Great question.
Oh, wow.
Is it a bad thing to say now? I'm struggling to think of what the right answer is.
It's a toughie.
Do you know what? Do you ever think about running for office?
Oh, my Lord. Do you know what? Sometimes I do, because I just get so passionate when I see all these people that are so full of you know what, and it's like, just tell it like it is, you know, stop all this. And it's just it's really frustrating to see these people with no charisma, with no truth in them, and it just amazes me.
What do you think of Trump? I mean, he actually is saying genuinely what he thinks, which normally politicians never do, or wannabe politicians, but it isn't what a lot of people want to hear. But he's saying what he genuinely thinks.
He does, but he's taking it too far, and he acts like he's on Celebrity Apprentice. And it's like one long Celebrity Apprentice with Donald, you know, making wisecracks. You don't make wisecracks in situations like that. You tell the truth, and you're going to tell the people what you're going to do for them. And it's not about wisecracks and winking at people and, you know, telling everybody how much money you've got. That's not the way to do it.
Well, Sharon, Hillary Clinton might not do it, so I think maybe they need Shazza to step up. Vote Shazza.
Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Yeah, I can see you on that campaign trail.
Ozzy and I in the White House.
Wow. Him with his drone, spying on
Putin.
Listen,
upside down crucifixes everywhere, bats flying everywhere. It'd be wonderful.
Hey, listen, Sharon, it's been so nice to hear from you. Thank you very much for staying up late and giving us a call and supporting the Prince's Trust as well. Are you heading off to bed now?
No, I'm gonna do my thing. I'm obsessed with the news, so I'll probably watch the news for another half hour and then potter around.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for giving us a call. It's been a great chat. Loved it to hear from you. And good on your support and Prince's Trust.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sharon Osborne, everyone, future, Prime Minister, yeah. Well, the leader of the free world. Sharon, thank you very much for giving us a call. See you later. Bye.
Bye.